Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The next section for our consideration is Section 206, Department of Education. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 206, Department of Education, I ask that you call on Senator Landon.
Senator Landon. Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Thank you for the break, Mr. Chairman. It's good to be back in front of you with Section 206, your Wyoming Department of Education. Fellow senators, can be found on page 53 in your summary sheet, page 66 in the budget bill. Mr. Chairman, the JAC took a number of actions with this particular budget, and I'll start through some of those that I think should be highlighted and be glad to answer questions at the end if there are any. JAC accepted the superintendent's letter asking for an $80,000 reduction in the National Board Certified Teacher Program, but the JAC funded it and directed the department to undertake a study of this program. And I might take a moment of privilege, Mr. Chairman, to indicate that we will. That sounds like last night, doesn't it? not near the rhythm, though, I tell you. Last night was amazing. It's kind of like we were calling the cattle home. where was I? Mr. Chairman, the National Board Certified Teacher Program, you will see a bill coming through as a result of some of the conversations we've had in appropriations. But at any rate, good program. We're taking a little look at that. And there will be some proposed changes coming. JAC reduced one position out of this agency. That's footnote 7. You will also see a potential change there because that position may have to be taken out of a different area of that budget. So watch for that. The JAC adopted the governor's recommendation to reduce another position, eliminated $40,000 in funding for the Teacher of the Year program, and added footnote 11 on St. Stephen's High School. That is a school that each biennium we have to supplement with funding. JAC adopted the governor's rec for $75,000 for anti-bullying grant funds that could go to our districts. JAC approved the governor's rec for some spending authority for federal matching funds. That's footnote 17. We inserted some transitional expenses into this budget, which would revert if there is no transition in the superintendent's office, Mr. Chairman. And that pretty much does it. Mr. Chairman, concludes 206, Department of Education.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, before the break, I misspoke. I said that the figure, that $1.7 billion, did not include local funds. It does include local funds. However, that, as opposed to just about everything else in this budget, that's only 1 year spending. Most of the rest of the budget is biennial spending. So with that, I ask that you close 206.
Hearing no further questions on Section 206 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 211, Board of Equalization. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, for further explanation on that, I ask that you call on Senator Landon.
Senator Landon.
Hello, Mr. Chairman. Section 211 is your Board of Equalization, page 54 on the summary sheet, 68 in your bill. And, Mr. Chairman, the JAC adopted the governor's rec on this agency. If there aren't any questions, that is Section 211, Board of Equalization.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call, that you close Section 211.
Hearing no further questions, Section 211, Board of Equalization, is closed. The next section for our consideration is Section 220, Environmental Quality Council. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, for further explanation on this section, I ask that you call on Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, I present Section 220, Environmental Quality Council, page 54 of the summary, page 60 of the budget. We actually did do something fairly substantial here. This agency has two people. We had testimony that they don't necessarily stay busy all the time, and we kind of delved into the structure of the agency a little, and that led to a series of footnotes that come for next year. Footnote 1 authorized the appropriates positions for 1 year only instead of for the biennium. Footnote 2 directs the DEQ and Environmental Quality Council to study the merger of the agency functions and requires a report back to us. Standard health insurance was the next one. And number 6 is we reduced $373,364,000 general funds to fund the agency for 1 year. And that's, they'll be back next year in some fashion with some money. But so we're only funded 1 year of the biennium. With that, I'd stand for questions.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, if there are no questions, I ask that you close section 220.
There are no further questions. Section 220 is closed. The next section for explanation is section 270, Office of Administrative Hearings.
Mr. Chairman, the next bunch of sections, the whole PASO sections, are the various boards and commissions. And for those, I ask that you call on Senator Hastert, and I think he's going to be making a sort of a consent list of a request for a consent list of closings.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I do feel I should handle 270 separately, page 69, Office of Administrative Hearing. That's more of a unit section or an agency section. And then I'll go to the supportive boards. But, Mr. Chairman, just on section 270, all we did is reduce the retiree health insurance, and that's all on 270. And then, Mr. Chairman, I'll go into the boards.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close section 270, Office of Administrative Hearings.
Hearing no further questions, section 270, Office of Administrative Hearings is closed. The next section for explanation is section 012. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call on Senator Hastert, and this is where we go to the boards and commissions, and I think there'll be a consent list.
Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, in our budget books, we have 006, which is A&I, and in that we have another book, 006A and 006B, which is the supportive boards and the independent boards. And Mr. Chairman, if the pleasure is the body, I'm going to make a motion for all of the supportive boards first, and that's I'm going to move sections 012, 017, 022, 028, 030, 034, 035, 036, 043, 056, 058, 062, 064, 065, 068, 078, 251, and 252. These are all supportive boards that no action was taken.
Senator Hastert, would you start over? I lost you at 012, 017, 022, 028. Would you get them all for me?
Mr. Chairman, I'll start at the beginning a little slower. My apologies.
Thank you, sir.
012, 017, 022, 028, 030, 034, 035, 036, 043, 056, 058, 062, 064, 065, 068, 078, 251, and 252. All supportive boards with no action. And I had if no questions, I would move to close, if that's appropriate.
Hearing no further questions, sections 012, 017, 022, 028, 030, 034, 035, 036, 043, 046, 058, 062, 064, 065, 068, 078, sections 251 and sections 252 are closed. Senator Hastert.
251 and 252. Mr. Chairman, the next group are the independent boards, and the only action on the independent boards was the health insurance reduction. And those are 016, 018, 019, 033, 038, 046, 052, 054, 059, 061, 075, 079, 083, and 084. And those are all our independent boards that strictly are just cuts to health.
Move to close, Senator. Senator Burns. Senator Anselmi Dalton.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. I think when we closed the last section, it was what I heard was that you said 46 when I think we were moving to close 56 on the supportive boards. And now on this section, we're saying to close 46. I'm asking the records.
That is correct. So noted. 056 is closed. Thank you, Senator. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, did Senator Hester make the motion to close or ask you to close?
Move to close.
Hearing no further questions, section 016, 018, 019, 033, 038, 046, 052, 054, 059, 061, 075, 079, 083, and 084 are closed. The next section for explanation is section...
Mr. Chairman, we're moving into the section 300s.
I'm turning pages like a rocket man. The next section for our consideration is section 300. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, section 300 on page 84. These are the budget balancers. So I'd go through them as quickly as possible. Section 300, paragraph A, transfers money from the budget reserve account to the general fund. Section paragraphs B, C, and D suspend the tipping of the funds back into the permanent mineral trust fund so we can use that money. Paragraph E pays off the capital complex. Paragraph F transfers money from the general fund to the school CapCon to backfill the deficit in the school CapCon account. Paragraph G guarantees school funding. Paragraph H is the higher education reserve endowment account. That is that money for those chairs. And by the way, the language in here says that this is the last time we'll be giving them the money for those endowments. They will have to do something themselves. These endowed chairs are both at the university and at a number of the community colleges. And we've decided after this last injection of money, we're going to make it their problem. Paragraph J is that's where we set aside the money for Department of Health and DFS for 2020 because we did not know exactly how much that's going to cost with these money saving programs kicking in. We've been talking about that when we were in Department of Health. Section 301. And, Mr. Chairman, I guess we have questions
on
Section 300.
On that. Senator V. Bout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, let's get into this a little bit, Mr. Chairman. On B and C, I'm curious at the amounts of money that by, no tipping be allowed into that reserve fund, what that would be and why, and of course we have that's used to inflation-proof the fund and we're taking that money now. Want to know what those amounts are. I understand the capital. Why are we taking general fund money to the school capital construction account, and why are we making it effective immediately? Don't understand that. Under G, we're taking $150 million out. And as I understand that, that's a 3 years that we have that money available to us, 18, 19, and 20, but it's gone then. So this really is one-time money. We need to have a little discussion about that. It's not money we can anticipate for any period of long term, other than we do think we have it for 3 years, but we don't know after that. And then after that, of course, it would depend on investment income. The other question is on, and then continuing, Mr. Chairman, on the higher ed, we were talking about that majority floating, and I thought we gave them some money before because they were underwater. And if they're underwater, why are we continuing to spend? Why don't we, you know, either bring them in line with the revenues they generate off the interest or make some reductions? This is deficit spending at its worst, and we just continue to pump money into it. And then the last thing, I understand, Jay, Mr. Chairman, about the second-year funding Department of Health. Just a few little questions for you.
Mr. Chairman, I was busy trying to get the answer to the questions one and two when he was going with three and four. As far as the tipping, suspending the tipping, there's no amount of money involved right now. This involves the 150% of the spending policy amount does not tip. So we don't know how much money it is at this point. If the president could give me some of these other questions, I'd try and answer them as he.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. F, page 85, line 11. Why are we taking money from the general fund and putting in the capital construction account? I know we had a capital construction bill that was worked on by the school facilities select committee and based on recommendations by the commission. Is this some way to now roll this in, and why is it effective immediately, and where's that money going, what it's for? I think I know, but I want to talk about it. Then on the one, we can take it one at a time, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, there is a deficit in school CapCon right now. This pays off, this helps fill in the deficit, for instance, for major maintenance, but a good portion of it is for Cary Junior High School here in Cheyenne.
Senator Bebout.
If the president would continue with his questions, I'll try and get the answers.
Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. Maybe a little bit about what the what our school facility select committee. I saw my colleague from Natrona County jumping up on that one, just so I get an understanding of what the difference was between what we now have in the budget bill, and maybe you've already explained this, and what the school facility select committee recommended.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, and I appreciate those questions from the president. I do intend, Mr. Chairman, to get into that a little bit later as we enter into further in the 300 series. You'll see that we're going to get right into school CapCon, and I think I can shed a little bit more light there. I do want to add to what the chairman of appropriations said. Some of this effective immediately is so that we can take advantage, Mr. Chairman, of the construction season upcoming. And so some of the projects that you'll see later on this afternoon, we'd like to get started on them. If we don't provide those funds until July 1st, you literally push those projects another year down the road. So, yeah.
Senator Kinski.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. With all due respect to my good friend from the central part of the state, rather than postponing the discussion off to the school CapCon, I'd appreciate it if we could talk about it now so that I can fully understand, so that when we get to CapCon, maybe I'll have a better understanding still. And so I'm still trying to understand better the $40 million in footnote F as the question was asked by the president. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Von Flatern.
Can I have a privilege of the floor for just a minute, sir?
Yes, you may, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, you have 23 minutes to get your any amendments you want on second reading for the budget. So you got 23 minutes to get them in there.
Yeah. Senator. Senator. Any further discussion on Section 300? Senator Burns. Senator Landon. I'm thoroughly confused. Somebody stand up. Senator Landon.
I lost my milk carton. Normally I'd stand up a little higher if it was here. Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I appreciate the senator from the north and his questions, and I will go ahead and try to answer as best I can the reference to paragraph F. Really, I want to take an opportunity, Mr. Chairman, to get back to something that came up yesterday and clarify that I completely fumbled on about the 50-yard line. The governor, I want to tell you what the governor recommended with respect to school facilities, and then I'll tell you what the Joint Appropriations Committee recommended so that we have what we decided, how to fund this deficit. There isn't any money left. Well, there's $10,783,000 left in the school CapCon account. That's the final and residual from a co-lease bonus of years ago. So that cash balance, both the JAC and the governor used that. But let's talk about the governor, Mr. Chairman. He appropriated $10 million in that cash balance. Traditional revenues that flow in there from federal mineral royalties, et cetera, is $26,600,000. State royalties beyond the $8 million cap, and that's $84 million over the course of the biennium. School Foundation Program Reserve Account, $81,900,000. That's how the governor funded school facilities. The reserve account for School Foundation Program, state royalties, traditional revenues, and cash balance. Here's what the JAC did. The JAC used that cash balance, used traditional revenues of $26,600,000. Those are the federal mineral royalties, and some funding does flow into the school CapCon account. $84 million of those state royalties, beyond the $8 million cap, and then your school capital construction account would take $40 million out of the general fund. That's this paragraph F, and a $40 million transfer from LSRA for the total, and some reversions of $25 million that we will talk about a little bit later. That's hard, I know, but that gives you an idea of the differences of what the JAC did and the governor did. There's much more to talk about on school CapCon. I don't know if that answered the question well enough so far to the good senator, but we'll delve into it a little bit later, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, as to the question of how this is being spent and where it's being spent, I suggest that you go to page 109 of the budget bill, that's section 313, and it lays out all the projects that are on the appropriations bill. And because that's part of the school CapCon is incorporated into the budget bill. The other thing that I want the body to remind the body of is, and I didn't want to use this as a dodge, but the fact is there were seven of us, there were seven of them. There were five of us, and so when it came to a vote, out of 12 votes, it was 7-5 many, many times.
Senator Bebop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My last question deals with the higher education funding, and my question was, did we give them some one-time money just recently because they were in? They were just spending more money than the revenues generated. That was the first question. And the second one is, you know, if they only have so much interest that they generate, and this is just a stopgap, we haven't solved the problem. So we can't generate more money. Are we just going to continue to feed it? Or are we going to work at areas where we have to make reductions? Everybody else is making reductions. Seems to me that if the interest only generates so much money, that's all the money we should spend. We should look at ways to reduce that. And all we're doing is kicking this can down the road.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, that is, in fact, what happened. They have a trust fund, and the trust fund has not generated the income necessary to fund these endowments. And so we are transferring this bill. We are transferring $8.868 million to them. If you look on page 85, line 27, you'll see there's no expectation of future state transfers. So we are basically, we're giving them this money, and we're saying no more. Now, a future legislature may change its mind, but if this, at least from the JAC level, and if this bill passes with this particular line intact, that is the position of the legislature. They are getting no more money, so they have to start doing something about those endowments.
Any further questions on Section 300? Senator Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In regards to Section H, that endowment, how's it invested? Is the state investing that money, or does the university have their own fund where they're investing it?
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know who. I will get an answer to you about who exactly is investing that money. If there are no other questions, Mr. Chairman, I would ask that you close Section 300.
Since this is
Section 300 out of 332, so if we take this long for every section, it's going to be a while.
Hearing no further questions, Section 300 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 301, Borrowing Authority Cash Flow. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Section 301, all that simply does is paragraph A, we authorize the state auditor to borrow money from the legislative reserve account as needed, as necessary. And in paragraph B, we do the same thing with the state treasurer to utilize interfund loans up to $100 million. This helps the cash flow of the state.
Any further questions on Section 301? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 302. I ask that you close 301.
Thank you, sir. Hearing no further questions, Section 301 is closed. The next section for our consideration is Section 302, Borrowing Authority Hathaway Scholarship.
Mr. Chairman, this authorizes the state treasurer. Section 302 authorizes the state treasurer to borrow from the legislative, from the LISRA account as necessary to meet cash flow requirements for the Hathaway Scholarship Fund.
Any questions on Section 302? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close Section 302.
Hearing no further questions, Section 302 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 303. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 303 asks that you call on Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Chairman, thank you. Section 303 is page 73 on the summary sheet, pages 88 to 92 in the budget. Section 303 authorizes carryover funds prior by NIA 2019-20 by any means specified, just keeps them from reversion. I'd stand for questions.
Further questions on Section 303? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close Section 303.
Hearing no further questions, Section 303 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 304. 304.
Four usually follows.
There it is.
Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Section 304 asks for further explanation. Ask that you call on Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, Section 304, page 73 of the summary sheet, pages 93 and 96 of the budget. This is employee health benefits. Appropriates $3,321,136 from the retirees' pre-funded health insurance. So on 561 for $3,208 premium assistance, continues funding for the post-2008 retirees from the available balance 561, specifies funds retiree health insurance benefits will be included in 21-22 standard budgets. This is the standard health insurance benefits to move forward. Would stand for questions.
Any further questions on Section 304? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close Section 304.
Hearing no further questions, Section 304 is closed. The next section for our consideration is Section 305. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 305, I ask that you call Senator Dockstader for a more thorough explanation.
Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the Flex Authority for the Governor's Office, and it's 305 on your summary sheet. 10% of an agency's total appropriation between programs allowed with an agency, with any agency, and then up to 5% between the agencies. And not to include the University of Wyoming, it requires approval by the Governor and reports back to the JAC. With no further questions, give you 305.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close Section 305.
Hearing no further questions, Section 305 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 306.
Mr. Chairman, Section 306 deals with the flex authority of the judiciary. They have a 5% flex throughout the entire judiciary. And unless there are any questions, I ask that you close 306.
Hearing no further questions. Section 306 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 307. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 307, I ask that you call on Senator Dockstader.
Senator Dockstader.
Mr. Chairman, 307 prohibits the transfer of the funds for the 100s. That's the personnel. And with the And with the exceptions of that being the Department of Health, Department of Corrections, UW Medical Education Program, and the Judicial Branch. And it does require reporting. The Judicial Branch is exempt from this subsection for transfers up to $400,000. With that, Mr. Chairman, I give you 307.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close Section 307.
Hearing no further questions, Section 307 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 308. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 308 deals with major maintenance funding for state facilities, university, and the community colleges. And as you can see on each paragraph, there are different percentages that go to each of these institutions. So unless there are any questions, I ask that you close Section 308. There are questions.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have upped the percentage on how we do this from what we've consistently done in the past. A major maintenance is an important thing. I support what you've done. I want to know how that percentage was tweaked and how much it went up. And then when we do this into the A, B, and C, the community college, are they block granted to the colleges and to the university? Or do they specifically have to come with programs? Just to be sure, you know, this money is outside the block grant, as I understand it, or is it inside the block grant, like to the university? Just so everybody's aware, here's more money going to community college and university and how that's handled and how it's dealt with.
Any further questions on Section 308?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
The answer to the... President's question, as I understand it, it's gone up from 1.5% to 2%, and then there's a multiplier of square footage amongst all these institutions.
Senator Bebout.
Chairman, how is the money distributed to the community colleges and the university? Is a block grant, and they just spend it how they want on major maintenance, or they could spend it on something else? Or do they somehow go, the community college probably goes through the community college commission, but the university probably doesn't, so the money just goes to the university as a part of the block grant or not?
Mr. Chairman, I believe it's done on a block grant on a square footage basis. So if a particular college has this many square feet, they get that much money. And then they determine what is how it's best spent.
Any further questions on Section 308? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close 308 absent any questions.
Hearing no further questions on Section 308 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 309.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Burns.
Section 309, I ask that you call on Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Section 309, page 73 of the summary sheet, pages 103, 104 of the budget book. This authorized borrowing authority from the LISRA of $20 million for wildland fires. This doesn't take out its borrowing authority if we get into a bad fire season. Governor has to have money before before we meet again. And the second half of it is up to $26,200,000 for employee and officials group health insurance fund, and it does exactly the same thing. If he runs short of money, it allows him to dip into the LISRA to pay that off till we get the next biennium to backfill it. Stand for
any further questions on Section 309?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
Absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 309.
Hearing no further questions, Section 309 is closed. The next section for our consideration is Section 310. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 310, I ask that you call on Senator Landon.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Section 310, Mr. Chairman, should appear familiar to you. It's been in the last couple of budget bills, and what this does is prohibit the executive branch from providing raises above the cap limit that is established under the 100 series in personnel services. Anything that is done underneath that needs to stay underneath the cap. That's consistent language with the past couple of budget bills. Thank you. That's Section 310.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent questions, I ask that you close 310.
Hearing no further questions, Section 310 is closed. The next section for explanation is section 311.
Mr. Chairman, in section 311, while he's warmed up, I ask that you call on Senator Landon again.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Section 311, fellow senators, is conforming language for this 2018 budget. It's amending 2016 budget and section 300K from 2017. And so that's what the language on page 105 in your budget bill does in section 311. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Any further questions on section 311? Senator Burns?
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close section 311. I'm sorry. Is it?
It's section 311.
Yes, I ask that you close section 311.
Hearing no further questions, section 311 is closed. The next section for explanation is section 312.
Yes, it is confusing, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, the explanation for that, you see another section 300. That is section 300 from the 2017 budget. And before that, you see from, that's 2018. But what we were doing was we were changing some of the we were applying this to the 2017 budget. That's why you see 300 there. Section 312, I ask that you call him Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Thank you. Bring you section 312, page 73 of the summary sheet, pages 107 to 109 of the budget. I will go into a little more in-depth explanation on this because it's somewhat meatier than a lot of the others are. This directs the executive branch to reduce 50 positions or commensurate funding quarterly increments and allows them to offset it. The way those positions are going to lay, December 31, 2018, will be 12 positions. That'll be the existing governor that's here. June 30 of 19, he's going to have to remove another 13 positions. That'll be the new governor. December 1, 19, another 12 positions, the new governor. June 30, 2020, an additional 13. If he chooses, either one of the governors chooses not to do those, he can reduce budgets, the general fund part of the budgets, at the rate of $75,000 and $23 per year in the deal, and he can flex that across. So we're requiring the governor to do that. With that, I'd stand for any questions.
Any further discussion on Section 312? Senator Driscoll, would you want to move the section?
I don't.
Senator Burns is...
I stand for questions is all. Oh, Mr. Chairman, I would move to close Section 312.
Hearing no further questions, Section 312 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 313. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, for Section 313, I ask that you call on Senator Landon again.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Section 313, I'll do my best to climb through this, Mr. Chairman. It's substantial, and so I will go into a little bit more explanation. Given the fact that due to our Constitution states that our budget bill is to be related to general operations of government, interest on debt, school districts, it was decided by your Joint Appropriations Committee to pull this particular school CapCon information underneath the budget bill. In the past, you will remember that we have run a school facilities appropriations bill that was brought to the legislature and pulled into this budget bill. That's not completely out of the ordinary, Mr. Chairman, because you'll remember that we have pulled some items out of that school CapCon bill, specifically some lease payments. And that was to ensure that we could get those lease payments through the budget process, because there's always a chance that a bill would go down and not be passed on by the legislature. And so there are certain things that we have always tried to ensure that we get a budget amount for. I'll get into this. 313, Mr. Chairman. The appropriation is about $83 million. $70 million of that would be effective immediately.
We begin in subparagraph A at the bottom of page 109. That's prescriptive language that carries over throughout page 110 and 111. Paragraph C indicates that this is a biennial appropriation beginning July 1 of 2018. Paragraph D relates to the schedule for deploying those projects, and it shall be used by the State Construction Department. That prescribes that as the commission lays out and the legislature approves, that's what we expect the State Construction Department to do. Paragraph E, the amounts appropriated under this section of previous appropriations shall not be construed as an entitlement or a guaranteed amount for a future of building, whatever. If you move over to paragraph F on 111, that is the paragraph that requires the State Construction Department to come back to your select committee and to the Appropriations Committee and tell us how they deployed the appropriations that we gave them. Paragraph G, the following amounts, and we'll go through these on the following pages, are appropriated from the school capital construction account to the school facilities commission. Subparagraph I, this is for charter school leases. We pay over $1 million in rental charge per biennium for charter school leases, Mr. Chairman. If we move over to page 112, that tells you where those charter schools are. We lease some land under school CapCon, and that's a little piece of property right here in Laramie County. If you move over on page 113, we do lease a whole bunch of modulars literally all over the state. If you you'll see the amount of $473,000, and the list below that is where we identify those leases. Subparagraph 4, Mr. Chairman, that's the emergency funding that we do give to the School Facilities Division for unanticipated things that might come up. You might remember we had a disaster over in Senator Hastert's neighborhood not too long ago. We had hail damage over in Pine Bluffs. Those are examples of things that might come up that we need emergency funding for. You notice that of that amount of $4 million, $90,000 will be used in Sheridan County School District Number 3. That's an issue that came up with a bus building that is too close to a couple of other buildings. They've been given a little bit of time, but we need to invest in the installation of a fire sprinkler system up there that will meet code. We appropriate some money at the bottom of page 113 for the following. That is the initial funding to get started for design on an alternative school up in Sheridan 2 of $1,200,000. Then in subparagraph 6, page 114, component level maintenance projects. Just as a quick reminder, senators, I know this is getting long, but I want you to understand this comes out of an effort from a statewide group of education professionals that develops this list, and that is indicated below. $19,300,000 would be expended in the following ways, beginning with Sheridan 2 and then Lincoln 1 and on down that list, Mr. Chairman, all the way over onto page 115. Subparagraph 7, that is the money that we had talked a little bit about before earlier in the afternoon. That $7 million figure is pulled into school CapCon, and that is for Laramie County District 1 to be used in an unspecified manner. Subparagraph 8, for professional consulting, there's a $300,000 figure there. At the bottom of page 115, demolition of projects, and those are listed over on page 116. Subparagraph 10, for athletic fields and tracks. We do have a school here in Wyoming that does not have a track at all, and so we are addressing that need in this budget That is for the Claremont School, Sheridan 3, and you see the $194,000 at the bottom of the page. Land acquisitions is in paragraph 11. Paragraph 12, unanticipated cost for projects under a couple of the subsections of this budget bill to the tune of $2,400,000. Then you get to paragraph H. That is the big appropriation from all of the gathered funds that we've talked about, including several of the component projects that I referred to earlier were pulled out of the school appropriations, school facilities appropriations bill and moved into this paragraph so that Laramie 1 could build Terry Junior High School. There it is on line 11, page 117. Up to $1,196,000 of this also would go to for design purposes of a middle school at Sublette County. That's paragraph J. Paragraph K, $1,038,460 or as much thereof as contained in the capital construction appropriations, et cetera, for the purposes of constructing a parking lot and athletic field in Crook County, and on down through the bill, some other appropriations that you can read along. Up to $20 million, I want to call your attention to subparagraph triple I at the bottom of page 118. That is also, that is the component projects that were pulled out of the list earlier in the bill and totaling $20,909,000 is pulled into the school CapCon account and could be used for the project that I referred to earlier, Terry Junior High School. I think, Mr. Chairman, that gets us pretty well through this. I wanted to indicate to fellow senators that I do have the original school facilities appropriations bill in front of me. I can answer questions. We can certainly have a conversation about what the Joint Appropriations Committee did. Essentially, the big change is right here in Laramie County, where several different funds were pulled into the ability to spend on Terry Junior High School, as opposed to what school facilities recommended, which was several component projects here in Laramie County, which would have addressed needs in some elementary schools. I hope that we got through that okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the explanation. I would ask the good senator who gave us our explanation, who's also coincidentally the chairman of the school facilities, I'd ask him if he'd compare and contrast this to the recommendations that came out of the school facilities in their draft bill, which ultimately was then somehow absorbed into the budget bill.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd be happy to do that, I would also, for your information, like to let you know that the working draft of the bill that came out of school, your select school facilities committee, Mr. Chairman, is 18 LSO 216. And if you go to the website and the interim activities, you can find this bill. The primary difference, to answer the question from the senator from Natrona County, is in those component-level major maintenance projects that I referred to. In the budget bill, you will notice that we begin with Sheridan 2, the elementary school, $6,147,217. The difference is right there, Mr. Chairman. That is the money that was pulled out of this bill and pulled into the budget bill in a different fashion. And here's what the list looked like before the Joint Appropriations Committee did that. Here's the priority. Laramie 1 for an elementary school, $383,000. That's Sheridan 2 Elementary School for $6 million. Laramie 1 Elementary School, $3,247,000. Laramie 1 Elementary School, $3,071,000. Laramie 1, Elementary School, $3,198,000. Laramie 1, Elementary School, $2,156,000. Laramie 1, Elementary School, $2,744,000. Laramie 1, Elementary School, $1,009,000. And Laramie 1, Elementary School, $3,500,000. Those component-level projects were all pulled over into the ability to spend for the junior high school. What we did during the interim, fellow senators, was to work pretty diligently with our school facilities division and with this school district down here to identify ways that we might be able to mitigate some of the condition issues that they have in several of their elementary schools. There are at least five elementary schools on the condition list in the top 10 in terms of need. So we've talked about that over the last couple of years right here in the Senate, and it was our desire last year by the end of the session to make sure that capacity and condition were identified in some of those funds that went to the School Facilities Commission. They came back with this recommendation. The Select Committee endorsed that, and that came from work that we did in conjunction with the Director of School Facilities. We decided that what we would offer to do is to put money directly into those elementary schools that were listed on that condition list. Those are older buildings. They're badly in need of renovation. And you listen to the amount of money that we directed to each of those elementary schools. That's what came out in the bill this year. I will back up and say that you remember that your school facilities select committee offered up some different remedies for Laramie 1 a year ago. We had extensive conversation on the floor of the Senate last year as well. We do know this. Laramie 1 is one of those outlier districts that I've talked about before. We have a lot of growth going on in Teton County. We have some growth going on here in Laramie County. And those were the two districts over the last couple of years that your school facilities committee focused a lot of attention on. I hope that comes closely to answering the question from the good senator from Natrona County. Thank you.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along that same line, so as I understand it, there was a lot of money set aside that was needed for components for five schools in a particular school district in our state, but the choice was made not to do that, to go on and do something else for a particular school district. My question is, well, what about those five schools now that we're not doing any major maintenance for them? So what are we going to be looking at? Are they going to now become such that we're going to have to build five new schools in the next year or two because we're neglecting major maintenance? And how did you deal with that or discuss that?
Senator Office.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, you know, on this topic, I was certainly there for a lot of these conversations, and we've gone back and forth a lot with that particular school district over the last few years, but it's my recollection a few things. First of all, the major maintenance that maintains the condition score for those schools will still flow towards those schools. It's the concept of whether or not we do component funding, which is a more expensive approach to upgrade some of the facilities in those schools, which certainly could still happen moving forward. But one of the key points to recall, Senate, is that for this particular instance, a most cost-effective remedy study was done not once but two times over the past 5 years for how do we handle and manage this particular situation in Laramie County. The proposal we put forward last session was that most cost-effective remedy. So we ended up not having the funds available to fund it last session. We proposed kind of a compromise solution, but I think the district came back and evaluated it and said, this compromise solution doesn't get us towards that most cost-effective remedy. We actually need the entire middle school. That's the only way we can go down this path. So what we see here before us is effectively trying to fix the problem that we created last year. So about half of the funds, $20 million, had already been appropriated. Those are reverted back. This is then half again that much. so that we can move down the path that was recommended by the two studies that were provided as the most cost-effective remedy approach. We recognize, I think, on the Select School Facilities Committee that this is a hefty sum of money we're looking at, but we've had to do that in the past. A particular county in the middle of the state cost an awful lot of money at one point with the most effective remedy strategy that we had there. And we all stood together and swallowed that remedy, and unfortunately we're probably going to have to swallow this remedy in the southeastern part of the state. Then we can get back to business trying to fix the schools in my district. I look forward to that.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, just a few more thoughts to try to answer the President's question. The answer is if we were to adopt the joint appropriations position, and what's contained in this budget bill, the answer is we do not have, going forward, adequate amounts of funding to address those elementary schools that I alluded to. We certainly would have budgeted in this bill the ability to build Cary Junior High School, but the issue of condition with regard to several grade schools in Laramie County would remain. The caution that I gave folks from the district, and I know school facilities was there with us, the co-chairman from the other side and I met in Wheatland and came down here. We've spent quite a bit of time on this, and the caution was given that knowing the funding situation going forward, no telling when we're going to be able to get back to those buildings that we've talked about this afternoon. I would say that on the condition index, there are two or three schools ahead of those five or six here in Laramie District 1. I think the first one is up in Sheridan County. I think there's another one in Carbon County. That's putting off any major renovations or any efforts toward those elementary schools until we have the money.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, the other aspect of it is that if the money's taken away from those elementary schools for major maintenance, they suffer from that lack of maintenance, and in fact, they end up moving up the needs list because they haven't had the maintenance. So then they could jump in front of other schools that have been waiting in line.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe I'm missing something and missed something in the budget. It's not my understanding that any major maintenance was affected. It's my understanding that component funding, which is different from major maintenance, was shifted out of the original school facilities select committee budget. So some of the components that were on that list were taken off that list to make up for the fund differential for Cary Junior High School. That's my understanding. And if the major maintenance continues to flow, the theory is that's going to maintain the condition scores and you won't have a degradation in the score. You won't have an improvement in the score either. We don't get those through major maintenance. The component funding would improve a condition score because you're going to replace a boiler, for example, although I don't know if that's specifically what we're talking about. Whereas the major maintenance maintains that. If I'm mistaken, I'd appreciate a better understanding from the chairman of the Select School Facilities Committee.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the senator spot on. Major maintenance will continue to flow. The schools will be taken care of. They will remain in the condition they're in now as best they can. What component level funding does, Mr. Chairman, it allows for, with the state's assistance, districts can go into a facility and affect those major problems that they run into, alluded to by the senator, big boiler problems, roofs, parking lots, things that districts simply don't have the ability to set aside enough funding in a given biennium to accomplish. So the idea with these elementary schools, for example, was to get the elementary students in this district out of those modulars, build some additional classrooms onto those elementary schools, do what you could to bring windows and roofs and common areas up to speed, and that was the idea with those component-level projects. And as you could see, they were pretty hefty amounts, in some cases well over $3 million.
Any further questions on Section 313, Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, if there are no further questions, I ask that you close 313.
Hearing no further questions on Section 313 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 314, Mineral Severance Tax Diversion. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, now that we're at the complex portion of the bill, Section 314, Mineral Severance Tax Diversion. And, Mr. Chairman, what we do is, as this gets very difficult when you're trying to read it simply because there are portions of the statutes that aren't in here, just the portions that we're changing. So to try to make it simple, basically, the mineral severance tax goes about seven different ways that we're familiar with, cities and towns and so forth and so on. Under this bill, up to $155 million. And then once it gets up to $155 million, and by the way, Craig estimates we're only going to get $137 million this year, so this is probably not going to happen. But after $155 million, then it goes to one-third the budget reserve account, and one-third the budget reserve account and two-thirds general fund. Or I have that backwards, don't I? I have that backwards. Two-thirds the budget reserve account, one-third the general fund. Up until $205 million. Then after $205 million, for the next $100 million, it's split 50-50 between the budget reserve account and the SFPRA, the SPRA. Then after that $100 million, next $100 million, then it goes back to the one-third and two-thirds. That's what this section basically says. Odds are we're not going to reach it, but it's basically a policy decision. And if we do happen to hit a boom, that's the direction it goes.
Senator Bebout.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess the policy decision you're asking us to consider is if we have these amounts, instead of going to the traditional way we allocate our money and we budget our state being BRA or general fund, now we're going to start earmarking and changing it all and how we do it and go into the school foundation program. Is that a fair assessment? So the policy decision is, do we want to do it like we have the money come to the general fund and then we appropriate it and do what we do for education, or now it's going to go directly to it and it'll be earmarked for it? Is that what you're saying?
Mr. Chairman, the only part that goes to the school foundation reserve account is after we've reached $205 million. After that, then anything above that, 50% goes to the reserve account, the school foundation reserve account, and 50% will go to the BRA. Now, keep in mind that there were five of us, seven of them, and you've got a speaker over there that wants to basically create even more of these little accounts. So unless there are any other questions.
Hearing no further questions, Senator Burns.
I'd ask that you close it.
Hearing no further questions, Section 343, Senator Perkins.
Chairman, never mind. I've got it. Never mind. Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, Section 314 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 315. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, 2 points. One is the majority floor leader got it a lot faster than I did. And going back to the question that was asked that we couldn't answer in the Excellence in Education Endowment Foundation, there was a question asked by the good senator from Laramie about who invests that money, and it took us a while, but it's the state treasurer. And with that, Mr. Chairman, on Section 315, I ask that you call in Senator Dockstader.
Senator Dockstader.
Mr. Chairman, I bring you 315, 122 in your budget bill. What we're doing here, this is the disposition of state lands revenues. We take the proceeds from the mineral royalties received from the lease of the state land when it exceeds $8 million. And we deposit it in the school capital construction account for fiscal years 2019-2020, just for those years only. expected to generate $84 million. No further questions. We'll proceed, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions, Senator Burns?
Mr. Chairman, if there are no further questions, I ask that you close 315, Section 315.
Hearing no further questions, Section 315 is closed. The next section for our consideration is Section 316. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, if you like 314, you're going to love 316. And for a further explanation, I ask that you call on Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. My quote's exactly. I bring you Section 316, page 124, 125. This continues the cram down of the robbery of funds into the school system. These are for the bienniums, the good news. They're not permanent. This sets a secondary threshold for federal mineral royalties, FMRs, into the school foundation program. And the budget reserve account at $500 million changes distribution percentage of the funds over $500 million to two-thirds in the school foundation program, one-third in the budget reserve account for 19 and 20. This effectively moves $26,200,000 into the school foundation program out of our budget reserve account. This is a series of them, and we did get found out that seven arms can beat five in an arm wrestling contest.
Stand for questions. Senator Perkins.
Thank you. So I'm just trying to really understand the logic. I mean, we've had these FMRs and by reference to the severance taxes before, we've had these fund flows set up for, well, ever since they had the bloodletting over de-earmarking, which was before my time. And so as I understand what this does is this changes those flows. And so instead of just writing a check from the general fund or the budget reserve account over to the school foundation program, this sets up a series of pools or terraces where if money flows here and money flows here and this happens and this happens and it goes over here and eventually it ends up over in the school foundation program, if that's how I understand it. And I think as I'm looking at these, I mean, this goes to next year. So this is how these funds will flow both here and in the previous section. That's how they'll flow for the next through June 30th of 2020.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, this is smoke. This is mirrors. We're balancing the budget now. So this is really a series of trends that we're moving, Mr. Chairman. We're moving money that has traditionally flown into permanent accounts that are now going to be either diverted or moved to balance our school budget, which we really don't have much choice. We got to balance our budget. But this is not a long-term permanent solution. That's the point I'd like to point out is this is a fix using one-time money and has absolute effect long-term on the funds that the schools have in the future. So we're literally pulling some out of now to pay for now out of the future. It's a long-term, I think this is a bad trend to do. It's a start of moving into the general fund for school financing, which is something we really haven't done.
Senator Meyer.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's something that most of you haven't done. But I think a few of us remember that that's what we were doing in the 90s. And that's what we had to do because there just wasn't enough funds around. And from the standpoint of simplicity, you know, that was the only fund that we could really take it from. We knew how much money we had. We didn't have the shell game that has been created. And from what I understand, that there's more shells being born every day in the process down the hall. And so, Mr. Chairman, I think, you know, it would behoove us, I believe, to try to simplify this, not to lock in these different funds into different educational pipelines. Because what would happen, let's just say, my gosh, gas doubles, price of oil doubles, something happens, it goes crazy. Then you have locked in a flow into education that is unsustainable. But for a brief point, shining point in time, there's so much money in there that education, again, will just balloon up like it did when we had a lot of money. But it's really kind of like a false amount of funds out there that would go into these cylinders, because you still have a deficit over here. So at some point in time, Mr. Chairman, I believe we need to simplify it, get it back down to where everybody understands that, you know, we've got either a BRA or a general fund, and if we got a shortfall in education, then the appropriations committee appropriates, and we either agree or disagree with them. But we need to simplify this, because if we don't, we're gonna continue to have a lot of misunderstanding about, you know, exactly how much money we do have and where the money is actually going. And Mr. Chairman, I think it's I don't know whether we can actually unravel the spaghetti and goulash that's in front of us. You know, maybe just vote no on all the stuff that the good members of appropriation tell us to, and we can sort this out. But maybe we need a task force to sort the whole thing out. If appropriations can't do it on a 7-5 vote, because they can't, and come in with a task force that's 5-5, and they sort it out and bring it back to all of us.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, I think you just heard the truth about what's going on here and what needs to be done. The only amendment I would make to it is, my memory is that we did it in the 1980s as well, as when appropriated out of the general fund of schools, and I believe that it was done in the 1970s as well. It's nothing new.
Yeah. Any further discussion? At times like this, I remember the great John Schiffer, Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to just a comment before I ask you to close this. During my introductory remarks yesterday to this budget, I suggested that, in my opinion, that this budget has gotten too complex to the point where NCSL won't even profile us. And this may have been well and good when we had billions of dollars pouring in and we're diverting it here and there and building up our savings. Now we're in an age of declining revenues. This, to me, seems overcomplicated, and I suggested that I'm going to be asking Management Council as for interim study to try and simplify the budget. Apparently, down at the other end of the building, there is the belief that this budget's not complex enough. So let's do some more tipping and more diverting and without end. And that is a basic philosophical difference right now, I think, between the houses. And this is going to be an interesting, conference committee. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close Section 316.
Hearing no further questions, Section 316 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 317. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, before we go on to 317, can we go back? It's been pointed out that when we were in the boards and commissions, we missed one of the commissions, one of the boards, actually. And so I'd like to go ahead and close that if we could.
Senator Burns, we'll take that in order, but you need to name the section.
It's Collection Agency. It's the Collection Agency Board, Section 31. And I'm afraid it was skipped over. And it is no different and had no other action than any other commissioner board. So with that, I would ask that you close that section, Section 31.
And what was the number again, Senator?
Section 31, Collection Agency Board.
Hearing no further questions, Section 031 is closed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, back on Section 317. I would call these bonus diversion. I would ask that you call on Senator Dockstader.
Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 317, 125, your budget book. 317 modifies distribution of the coal lease bonuses, redirects the amounts received over $7.5 million from the school capital construction. Moved it over to school foundation program reserve account for fiscal years 2019-2020 only. No additional revenue expected at this point. With that, Mr. Chairman, I bring you 317.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, if there aren't any questions, I ask that we close section 317.
Hearing no further questions, section 317 is closed. The next section for explanation is section 318.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
Section 318, Wyoming Pipeline Corridor Initiative. All this does is extend the AML reversion date from 2018 to 2020.
Any further questions on section 318? Senator Driscoll.
I'm waiting for him.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close 318.
Hearing no further questions, section 318 is closed. The next section for explanation is section 319. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, section 319, district court workload. I ask that you call on Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Bring you section 319. This appropriates $1,090,059 general fund money and adds four full-time positions for judicial district number one workload and requires reporting back. Stand for any questions.
Any further questions on section 319, Senator Burns?
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you close section 319.
Hearing no further questions, section 319 is closed. The next section for explanation is section 320. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, section 320, spending policy amendments. This takes just a bit of explanation. In the negotiations on this budget bill, the other side came in with a good portion of the spending they wanted to do came out of SIPA 19 and SIPA 20. And this House took a position that we were not going to spend that money because it's money we don't have yet. So we're basically betting on the come. We ended up not obligating any money from SIPA 19 or SIPA 20. This actually kind of slipped by, and we might be seeing an amendment on it. What this does is this is the guarantee of those monies from SIPA. But right now, it's not guaranteeing anything.
Any further questions on Section 319, Senator Bebout?
Well, Mr. Chairman, this seems like a ditto from my colleague in Goshen County and Natrona County, more of the same.
Mr. Chairman, indeed it is, and as I said, there'll be an amendment coming to get rid of this particular section. Frankly, it was an oversight. Since we got rid of the obligations for SIPA 19 and SIPA 20, there is no need for this guarantee, no need for this section.
Senator Burns.
I'd ask that you close section 20.
There are no further questions. Section 319?
320.
320 is closed. The next section for explanation is section 321. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, for the explanation on section 321, I ask that you call on Senator Hastert.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Section 321, this is appropriations from the Legislative Stabilization Reserve Account. So all that you'll see in here, the first one is for the $40 million to the school capital construction account, and the rest is basically endow the $19 million to the economic diversification account, $2 million to the business council, and then on down to the bottom of 132, $2 million to the Wyoming Business Council for the broadband. The other one was for the Wyoming Grown Program. And then at the top of 133, the $15 million for air enhancement. And then the $22 million that is really for nothing. And that's the remainder of the money in Section 3, little I. But it's not appropriated.
Senator?
That's it.
Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've had some great discussions about all this way we've been doing things. This is the way, members of the Senate, I think we really should do things. You know, we have a savings account. Here's money that we see that is available, and this is where we make a choice as members of the Senate. Do we want to spend it? The money's there. It's not betting on something that may or may not happen in 2019 or 2020. So it's real. We see it, and we make that decision. And one other thing I would add, Mr. Chairman, specifically to the endow, there are a series of five bills moving through the Senate that have different amounts in there. Some are similar to this, some are not, that they will be tied together in the way we write those bills and the way this was written. So I just wanted all the members of the Senate to be aware of that.
Any further discussion? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, barring any further questions, I ask that you close Section 321.
Hearing no further questions, Section 321 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 322. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call on Senator Landon.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Section 322, fellow senators, is reflective of legislation that we passed last year under which you will remember we began to obligate funds under SIPA going forward to fund a penitentiary capital construction account. I will say this, Mr. Chairman, with a little bit of privilege, I will say that there is a bill coming, and that is the reference in paragraph B. There is a bill coming that I'm helping to sponsor that I think will fix a lot of what exists right here, but this merely says that going forward, we're going to be setting aside some money for the eventuality that we're going to have to build a new prison. So that's what this section is. Thank you.
Any further questions? Senator Perkins?
Thank you. Just while we're talking about this particular thing, just wondered, we'd started this out. I think this was an example of some of our SIPA tranches before. I think there was 40-some million a year that was coming out of this.
45.
And 45 million a year. Thank you. 45 million a year was coming out of these tranches. And so my understanding is that through the good work of the Appropriations Committee, you might give us a little bit of update on where we're at on that and our fixes at the prison. A year ago we were talking about whether we're going to appropriate $80 million to fix it or $150 million to build a new one. My understanding that's changed significantly. And then also that's my question. Thank you.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. This does reflect a little bit of a change that took place in the Appropriations Committee within the last month, and that is to knock the amount down from $45 million to $10 million. So you do see that change. And as I said, we'll be talking about that as we go along during this session, getting arms around that. But to back up the good senator, I appreciate him allowing me just a minute to reflect on the interim. I want to congratulate the Senate. You might remember last year that we had a pretty heated debate over the state penitentiary, Mr. Chairman. There were suggestions that we sink, as much as $100+ million into that facility. We passed a budget amendment that asked for a peer review. That took place, and I'm happy to say that we're beginning to get arms around the problems there at the prison for funding in the neighborhood of $10-15 million. So by Senate action, we saved our state a lot of money, and I believe that we've got the penitentiary back on the mend, and we're hopeful that that facility can last an additional 25-30 years. But that is why your Appropriations Committee decided to leave this provision in the budget, because the issues with our correction system are not going to go away, Mr. Chairman. Having served on your subcommittee for corrections during the interim, I can tell you that we're bulging at the seams. We're coming close to needing more beds in our correction system. It's not going to go away. We have transferred some funds out of the corrections permanent account that we kind of had set aside for that Torrington facility up there. So be aware of the fact, Mr. Chairman, we're going to have to come back to this issue. But the good news is we're on the mend over there in Rollins with the state penitentiary, and we did it for far less dollars than we were fearful we were going to have to spend. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Senator Office.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a couple of questions on this. The first one is we were just discussing the fact that we no longer had any obligations on the future of the SIPA, but this provision is a future obligation on the SIPA. So I'm interested in that, whether that was what was discussed as being something that might be amended. That's the first question. The second is, the way this language is amended that we see, particularly on line 3 of 134 with a thereafter concept, that means that $10 million would be moved into this new account each year thereafter. But my concern is, how are we binding the future within the two-year budget beyond the 2 years that are already provided for in the first language, which seems like it has to just go away as the budget ends? So what was the thought there if we're doing it each year thereafter in a budget?
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, in answer to the first question from the majority floor leader about how much is in that penitentiary savings account, the answer is we don't know. I think it's $45 million. I think we've only put one year in. In answer to the good senator from Laramie, we are not obligating anybody to anything with any budget bill. It ends whatever obligation or anything said in any budget bill ends with that budget cycle. But you can set a policy that you hope future legislatures will follow.
Any further discussion? Section 322, Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 322.
Hearing no further questions on Section 322 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 323. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, for an explanation on Section 323, I ask that you call in Senator Hastert.
Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate, Section 323, landfill remediation and the cease and transfer programs. These are just the footnotes showing $2 million to the municipal solid waste cease and transfer grant account, and then $9 million from the municipal solid waste remediation account, and that's all we're doing there.
Any further discussion on Section 323? Senator Burns, Senator Driscoll, Senator Dockstader, I'm sorry, Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman. Senator Foghorn Leghorn.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 323.
Hearing no further questions, Section 323 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 324. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, for Section 324, I ask that you call on Senator Dockstader.
Now we go to Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 324 of 135 in your budget book, strategic purchasing of computers. This is a bright spot in our work. You noticed all the way through the budget we had all these requests for computers, software, so we kind of funneled it all down. This directs the Department of Enterprise Technology to implement statewide bulk purchasing for computer hardware and software for the executive branches and their agencies, collaborating with the UW and the community colleges. This is an opportunity to reduce costs. We're going to get a report on it. This is probably long overdue. So with no further questions, that concludes Section 324.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
Absent any questions, I request that you close Section 324.
Hearing no further questions, Section 324 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 325. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 325, court security funding. We appropriated $400,000 from the general fund to the Supreme Court to provide funding for court security improvements. They've been having a problem of varying degrees around the state. We're actually leaving up to them where to spend the money. It'd be dependent upon the recommendation of the Wyoming Court Security Commission for direct purchase of state by the state or grants to counties for security equipment. Then we put some sideboards on there stating that they cannot spend it on anything else.
Any further discussion? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 325.
Hearing no further questions, Section 325 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 326. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, for further explanation of Section 326, I ask that you call on Senator Hastert.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Section 326, Department of Health shortfalls. In this section here, we put $21,370,000 from the general fund to the Department of Health
to be expended, and it outlines the following reasons, and you'll see it there, and long-term care, state obligated for Medicare payments, optional Medicaid service for adults, Social Security insurance, supplemental payments, Medicaid service providing, the Wyoming Medicaid eligibility system, and the state match for development or enhancement of a certified automated Medicaid claims processing technology system. And then C down there indicates that any unexpended funds shall revert, and then this section is effective immediately.
Any further questions, Senator Scott?
Mr. Chairman, am I correct in reading this as meaning the state is unable to live within the budget that we passed for the current biennium in the health area?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns?
Yes. The Department of Health came to us and said that these are the overruns that they've had for fiscal 18, and that this money is owed.
Senator Hester.
Mr. Chairman, and if you will recall last biennium, we made major cuts, I think in the tune of $90 million plus to this agency, and it was more than they could sustain.
Any further discussion of Section 326, Senator Burns?
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 326.
Hearing no further questions, Section 326 is closed, and we are looking at what we've been looking for all day. Next section for explanation is Section 327.
Mr. Chairman, for an explanation of 327, I ask that you call in Senator Landon.
Senator Landon.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, 327 is mine, and Mr. Chairman, you will recognize this language. It is traditional in the budget bill. What it does is give the authority to our legislative service office to go in after all is said and done and delete obsolete or fully executed date references and provisions in the statutes, allows them to clean up the statutes. That's the explanation of 327. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 327.
Hearing no further questions, Section 327 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 328.
Senator Mr. Chairman, Burns. For explanation of Section 328, I ask that you call in Senator Dockstader.
Senator Dockstader.
You 328. This is Select Committee on Family Medicine Residency Programs, 138-139 in the budget. This essentially creates the Select Committee to take a look at the whole residency program, the Select Committee on Family Residency Programs. Organizational structure includes three members of the Senate, three members of the House. House and Senate leadership will pick the co-chairman. They got to put a report together. They're going to work with the University of Wyoming for information. They're going to be staffed by the LSO, and they have to have everything put together before December 31st because the committee will not exist after that. 2018 appropriated $30,000. So no further questions with that. Mr. Chairman, that concludes Section 328.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 328.
Hearing no further questions, Section 328 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 329. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Section 329, under the Craig forecast, the license tax collections are estimated to be $13,800,000. What this footnote asks or does is any amount over that amount of the Craig forecast can go toward up to $500,000 can go toward to the Secretary of State's office for new election equipment at the county level.
Any further discussion? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 329.
Hearing no further questions, Section 329 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 330. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I think I have to explain this. I don't have anybody else's name here, so I'm stuck with this Gomer. Mr. Chairman, Section 330 transfers the sales and use taxes collected from remote vendors. In other words, the Internet taxes from Internet sales to schools. Yes. To schools.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple questions or comments and questions on this. You know, we passed that bill last year that the Revenue Committee carried on Internet sales tax, and this is anticipated revenue that we think we'll get. And, yeah, we're taking it to the School Foundation Program Reserve Account, but, again, we're earmarking more money in another pot. The question I have of the chairman is that, as I understand it, within CREG, we already profiled this amount of money. And I've asked that question already from one of our members of staff. They told me that, so we're double counting it. So this is a bad part of it, again, for a lot of reasons, but this has two reasons why it's a bad idea, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman,
three words,
7 to 5. Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 330.
Hearing no further questions, Section 330 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section 331. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, for further explanation of Section 331, I ask that you call on Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are not diverting money to schools this time. Section 331 appropriates $5 million from LISRA from the governor's office to provide a grant or a loan to a community college, not a K-12, for purpose of operating an automotive trade school for 1 year and requires a report. I think everybody in here knows what it's for. I'll answer questions if you need to, but I think we all know it.
Any further questions on Section 331? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent any questions, I ask that you close Section 331.
Hearing no further questions, Section 331 is closed. The next section for explanation is Section, and it is one we've been looking for all day, Section 332.
Mr. Chairman, for an explanation of Section 332, I ask that you call on Senator Hastert.
Senator Driscoll.
I've got
Senator
Hastert. Oh, I guess I've got Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Section 322 de-appropriates the remaining
funds. I'm sorry, Section 332.
332 de-appropriates remaining funds from the 17 endowed appropriation, returns them back to LISRA. That's $2,300,000. That may be the only thing this year we're returning to the LISRA.
Any further questions on Section 332? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, absent questions, I ask that you close Section 332.
Hearing no further questions, Section 332 is closed. That is our final. We have one more.
No, Mr. Chairman.
The next section for us to consider is Section 400.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, apparently you end early, which is the same problem I have, but it's a whole different context. Section 400, for further explanation. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I ask you to close 332?
Yes, I
closed. Okay. Section 400, I ask that Senator Hastert explain it.
Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, the last and final section. In this section, it states, as used in this act, Anderson, this is for you. Effective immediately means effective immediately. And that was put in for the central part of the state, the senator, there. Anyway. And it just indicates that everything else is effective July 1st, 2018. So ends.
Hearing no further discussion, Senator Burns, would you move the section close?
Mr. Chairman, seeing no further questions, I ask that you close Section 400.
Hearing no further questions, Section 400 is closed. We are on the bill. I'm informed that we have to take a voice vote. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor, Senator Burns' motion. That one.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bebout.
Mr. Chairman, I have to the floor.
Yes, you may.
And Mr. Chairman, I'm involved in several different businesses that in fact, do rely on funding from state contracts relative to bids and, you know, the lowest qualified bidder, and I've been doing that for 30 years, and I just want to make that everybody in the Senate aware of that's what I do, and that's how I make a living when we're the lowest bidder. And I do not think that I have a conflict. I consider myself a class of persons, and I will be voting on the budget bill.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, as we wrap this up, I just would like to take a minute. The budget is a very frustrating process, and our Joint Appropriations Committee comes down here and spends two long weeks in December and another two long weeks in January, and they sift through all this stuff. Then they take it in the ribs and they take it in the teeth as they battle this bill in the Joint Appropriations Committee, and then they come here and we kick them around a little bit too. But I just let's take a minute if we can, Mr. Chairman, and give a round of applause to our Joint Appropriations Committee for all the hard work that they do.
Mr. Christensen. Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question based on some of the statements that have been made today by the good chairman of appropriations. We heard...
Could you ask for privilege, please? Privilege of the floor?
Relative to the bill?
No, he's talking
on
the bill.
Okay. Please proceed.
Okay. To the good chairman, when you shared with us this 5-7 situation over and over, I'm wondering... if this is a matter that the body ought to look at, if there was a way to get a hold of those votes on that 5-7 roll. And the reason is, in that setting, 5-7, that's the way it's set up, and that's going to happen. But now that it has returned to the Senate, both the Senate and the House are equal bodies. And there's no longer a 5-7 advantage, but it's a House, the bodies are back to equal standing. And I'm just wondering if that's possible. This is probably way too late to ask that question. But in light of some of the things you shared with us today, if there's anything we need to look at or you'd suggest we dive a little deeper into for third reading issues. And I know it's way too late, but I apologize for that. But this has kind of been an eye-opening experience today with the 5-7 issue. Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I was looking at the Chairman of Appropriations as I was speaking.
That's okay. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, that's the hand we're dealt. We're half the number of the House. We work twice as hard as their members do. We are outnumbered at this preliminary time. If we can manage to change the joint rules in some future legislature, fine and dandy, and we will be evenly matched with them come the conference committee. I don't know that it's necessarily going to be any better. We have an extraordinarily strong-willed leadership down there, and it's almost a cultish type of atmosphere. And cultish. So it's going to be a very tough negotiation, but at least we're going to be more evenly matched in the whoever gets appointed to the conference committee, that's up to the president.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My statement is not at all a criticism, but more of if we could take a position of support for the good work that this committee did on some of those key votes where we felt like we got ran over, or we did get run over. And so that's the question, is if there's a way to appropriately support the good work of the committee now that we are on equal standing when we get into these votes for both this bill and going forward on the conference committees.
Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And just to dovetail off of what my good chairman had said and indicated a few times that there was quite a few of the 7-5s. And just so you know, that the final vote, the rules are that it has to be a majority of both bodies voting for a bill to come out. And the original, so there's some things in here we didn't like, but overall we voted it out to bring it to the floor. We're going to do some work, and the real work is going to come in that conference committee. But we did vote down some other legislation that they had to come back and reconsider because, they weren't being very supportive of both sides.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, this has been a chronic problem off and on again. Seems to have been much more severe this time. Mr. Chairman, I think in the future we may have to take action. And one of the things I would suggest in the future is that on the issues where this was clearly a problem, that the Appropriations Committee might bring all or the worst of those examples to the Senate as a committee of the whole amendment to change the bill to the Senate Appropriations stand, and we would then work off that. It would lead to some conflict the first time we did it in a conference committee, so the general session might be the time to do it. But Mr. Chairman, that might send a clear message that just the House is going to take advantage of its numbers that way. The Senate will stand up for and back its appropriation committee. So that's a suggestion going forward to remedy this if we can't get it remedied some other way.
Any further discussion? Are you ready for
this, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
A couple of quick things. One is, we got rolled on a few things. You see them especially in the 300s. But we also, pulled out a few victories, which for a minority, being shorthanded comparatively, I think was pretty good. We got them off all the SIPA obligations, which I think was quite good. Just as kind of to foretell what's going to happen here, my co-chair is a pretty sophisticated guy, and he's an attorney, and he's used to negotiating. What they're going to be coming back with, and we'll be coming back at them, are basically packages. We'll give you this if you give us that sort of thing, and we'll be running by leadership with a number of this, as they will. But it reminds me of an old story of somebody saying that how the other party were the enemy. And no, the other party's the opposition. The guys down at the end of the hall, they're the enemy.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Senator Doc Stater.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good discussion. We've got to have a vote on this. But I recall a time, an earlier assignment on this committee, it was just so frustrating because it was just repetitively 7-5, 7-5, 7-5. Got up, walked home. My good chairman called me as I was traveling through Rawlins and said, "You seemed upset." And I said, "It's just, how do we get past this 7-5 vote? And until we restructure the rules, that's going to be part of the game." And I think we're far time. It was brought up earlier. Good chairman, good senator from Goshen, it's probably time to take a hard look at simplifying the process so we can track that dollar a little closer. That's what I want to say, Mr. Chairman.
Are you ready for the question, Senator Nethercott?
Mr. Chairman, if I may just remind the body of some tools available to us, and one of them is a caucus to think about for further discussion.
Senator Perkins, I'm sorry. Senator Perkins, and then...
Well, since you asked, we are going to caucus tomorrow before we go into second reading on this.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Are we still on
Senator Hicks.
Yes.
We are on the bill. I'm trying to vote. I want somebody to vote. Senator Raffas.
I'm actually not sure that we've closed Section 400. I was going to check in on that. I think we might need to close 400 and then vote on the bill, if I'm not mistaken. You think we close 400? You think we close 400? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We are on the bill. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Burns' motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable recommendation of Senate File 1 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
Senate File 1 has passed Committee of the Whole. Senator Perkins, are you ready with the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Floor Leader. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Good job, Jeff. Will the reading clerk please read the Committee of the Whole report?
Mr. President, with respect to the budget bill, Senate File 1, the Committee of the Whole heard explanations as follows. Section 67, closed. Section 69, closed. Section 70, closed. Section 72, closed. Section 77, closed. Section 80, closed. Section 81, closed. Section 85, closed. Section 101, closed. Section 102, closed. Section 103, closed. Section 120, closed. Section 121, closed. Section 122, closed. Section 123, closed. Section 124, closed. Section 125, closed. Section 126, closed. Section 127, closed. Section 128, closed. Section 129, closed. Section 130, closed. Section 131, closed. Section 133, closed. Section 134, closed. Section 135, closed. Section 136, closed. Section 137, closed. Section 138, closed. Section 139, closed. Section 140, closed. Section 141, closed. Section 142, closed. Section 132, closed. Section 151, closed. Section 157, closed. Section 160, closed. Section 167, closed. Section 205, closed. Section 206, closed. Section 211, closed. Section 220, closed. Section 270, closed. Section 12, closed. Section 17, closed. Section 22, closed. Section 28, closed. Section 30, closed. Section 34, closed. Section 35, closed. Section 36, closed. Section 43, closed. Section 56, closed. Section 58, closed. Section 62, closed. Section 64, closed. Section 65, closed. Section 68, closed. Section 78, closed. Section 251, closed. Section 252, closed. Section 16, closed. Section 18, closed. Section 19, closed. Section 33, closed. Section 38, closed. Section 46, closed. Section 52, closed. Section 54, closed. Section 59, closed. Section 61, closed. Section 75, closed. Section 79, closed. Section 83, closed. Section 84, closed. Section 300, closed. Section 301, closed. Section 302, closed. Section 303, closed. Section 304, closed. Section 305, closed. Section 306, closed. Section 307, closed. Section 308, closed. Section 309, closed. Section 310, closed. Section 311, closed. Section 312, closed. Section 313, closed. Section 314, closed. Section 315, closed. Section 316, closed. Section 31, closed. Section 317, closed. Section 318, closed. Section 319, closed. Section 320, closed. Section 321, closed. Section 332, correction, Section 322, closed. Section 323, closed. Section 324, closed. Section 325, closed. Section 326, closed. Section 327, closed. Section 328, closed. Section 329, closed. Section 330, closed. Section 331, closed. Section 332, closed. Section 400, closed. Mr. President, with respect to the budget bill, Senate File 1, the Committee of Whole took action as follows. Senate File 1, adopted. Senator Wasserberger, Chairman.
Senator Wasserberger.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, I move for adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. I would echo the comments by the Majority Floor Leader on the good hard work of our Senate Appropriations Committee. Not an easy thing to do. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, before we get to you, we have some reports from standing committees.
February 20, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 3, to whom was referred Senate File 120, Government Efficiency Project, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Case, Ellis, Kinski, Peterson, and Wasserberger. Senator Peterson, Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr.
Just a second. Whoop. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate file that just read in from Committee 3, Senate File 120, has an appropriation. I'd like to have that re-referred to Committee 2. It has an appropriation.
Without objection, so noted.
As well, Mr. President, Senate File 49. This Senate file from Committee 3 has a sizable revenue diversion that resembles something in the budget bill. So I'd like that to be re-referred to Committee 2 as well.
Without exception, so noted. Senator Burns.
When you're asking for a re-referral, I think you have to give the title of the bill.
Yes. The
go ahead, Senator Perkins. I mean, Senator Peterson.
Go ahead.
I was rocking and rolling.
Senate File 120 was the Government Efficiency Project. That was the one that was re-referred to Appropriations. The other one was Senate File 49, Disposition of State School Land Revenue. Those are the two bills.
Those are referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Now, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you. And it's okay that you confuse Senator Peterson and I. We both have the high gloss off our forehead. It's easy to mistake us. Before we go to the motion, we thanked our Appropriations Committee, but, you know, the people who really make them look good are the staff, the fiscal staff. They work, they do, for five people, they do, you know, the next closest fiscal staff we've seen is about 19 in other states. And so our fiscal staff works their fingers to the bone, and we ought to make sure we give them a significant round of applause for the work they do. Thank you. Hopefully they heard that somewhere. So, anyway, with that, Mr. President, I move that we stand adjourned until 8:30 because of the funeral services and stuff. 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Key announcement, Senator Coe.
Mr. President, Committee Number 4, Education, remind everybody we'll meet tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Jonah Room S-19, take up Senate File 59, Passing Stop School Bus. Senate File 87, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility. Senate File 93, Child Sexual Abuse Education and Prevention. Senate File 102, National Teaching Certification. And Senate File 115, Teacher Qualifications, District Determinations.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 10, Labor Health and Social Services, will meet tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Committee members, note the time, 7 a.m. Donor Room S-27. Senate File 85, Certificate of Nonviable Birth. That's a continuation, and we heard extensive testimony for and against. I think the committee is ready to vote. I will curtail additional testimony if necessary so we don't filibuster the other bills on the list. Senate Joint Resolution 5, Promoting Individual Choice in Health Care. Senate File 91, Government Contracts, Labor Organization, Senate File 97, Medicaid and SNAP Eligibility, Senate File 105, Drug Donation Program Act Expansion.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, will be opening our hearing with the U.S. Forest Service and the State Forester in 5 minutes in Room L54 upon completion of the Forest Health Briefing. We will take up Senate File 107, Lawful Fence Standards, and Senate File 73, Permits for Small Underground Water Wells.
Mr. Vice President, Senator Von Flader.
Minerals, your committee, Mr. President, number 9, Minerals and Economic Development, will meet in about 10 minutes, bottom of the hour, and Jonah Room, S-18, Standard Room, to consider the following bills: Senate File 100, Economic Diversification Broadband Services, which is a continuation. Senate File 17, Cease and Transfer Priority List. Senate File 101, Private Property Rights, National Historic Preservation Act. And if time allows, Senate File 108. I have a couple more. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday, February 21st, Mr. President, your Committee Number 12 Rules will meet at 11 a.m. That's right after the funeral, as soon as we get back here, in Jonah Room S-19. To consider Senate File 117, School Finance Amendment 3, Senate File 118, Kickstart Wyoming Economic Diversification, Senate File 111, Property Taxation Digital Currency, and, Mr. President, your minerals again, number 9, Minerals and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow about 15 minutes after noon recess in Jonah Room S18 to consider Senate File 51 and Senate File 51 Wind Energy Facilities Industrial Siting, Senate File 98 Severance Tax Exemption.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will continue its work from the noon hour today by picking up and finishing Senate Joint Resolution 4, Public School Financing, and that'll be in room S19 in about 10 minutes.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet Wednesday, February 21st upon adjournment in Jonah Room S27 to consider the following Senate files, Senate File 92, Electronic Logging Devices Enforcement, continued from 2/16/18.
Any other announcements?
Yeah, something like that.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet upon noon recess tomorrow down in Jonah Room 55, the JAC room, where we will take up Senate 99, State Fairgrounds Horse Racing Events Re-Referred, Senate File 119, Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector Program, re-referred. Senate File 120, Government Efficiency Project, re-referred. And Senate File 49, Disposition of State Land Revenue, re-referred.
Any other announcements? You heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Good work today, members of the Senate. The Senate stands adjourned until 8:30 tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 21st. I'm reminding you also that there is a prayer breakfast tomorrow. The governor's prayer breakfast, I believe, is at 7 a.m. in the morning in Little America. Anyone aware of that? I think that's what's going on tomorrow. Okay, we are adjourned.